few years we have left that place out, how well. Here, they are the host. When Krishna is very naughty, then he doesn't obey the instructions of the mother, and he tries to break the pot, and maybe sometimes he doesn't eat also, and he tries to break so many things. We have very old, small toy line, which is made up of very old stone. It's known as Havala. Today in India also, when people, when the child do not obey the mother says, oh, if you don't obey me, I will call Hava. We call it Hava. So that is originally is coming from Havala. These are two heaven where the host, Krishna doesn't obey Yashoda. Then Yashoda Ma says, if you don't obey me, I will call Havala. And there is one third. If Krishna doesn't get afraid in these two, then there is a third level. How Bhalao Sarka? How Bhalao Shao Sarka Tao? Tao is Tao. Shao Sarka Tao. Tao is supposed to be the elder brother of the father. So the host and the doctor host, I will call you. It is just because Krishna gets afraid. How is that Krishna becomes afraid? The person from whom millions and millions of Brahman are coming out every second, he gets afraid of a woman. Why? It's just because of the love of Yashoda. And how he gets afraid of those fools? He really gets afraid. It doesn't mean that he's acting. He's actually getting afraid of Yashoda. It is because this Nanda Bhavan is supposed to be the Vasal Ras is the controller of all at that place, predominance. And whereas Tirgaram is just opposite here, down the hill, where Rupa Goswami used to do his bhajan. Here, Rupa Goswami, when he used to write something, most of the books of Rupa Goswami are written over there. And when Rupa Goswami used to write something about separation of Krishna with the gopis, under whichever tree he used to write, all the leaves used to fall down in separation. Heat of separation coming out of Rupa Goswami, all the heat used to fall down. And then he used to write about the meeting of gopis with Krishna, of the whole, the nearby trees, and also the tree where Rupa Goswami was sitting, they used to become all green. It is just because the positive, enjoyable vibration, yes, Rupa Goswami used to give, even the trees and the samadhi used to get affected by it. Gurudev has told me to talk about Nanda Bhavan, which is the predominance of Vatsalya Ras, where Krishna and Balaram are playing in the courtyard of Yashoda and Nanda Bhavan and taking all mischief and going out to graze the cows. One important thing I remember, when Krishna is going out to graze the cows, every day Yashoda is showing new feelings. Nanda Bhavan is also showing new Yashoda Ma says, no, please don't go out because you came late. But he says, no, oh mother, because you know all the neighborhood friends are going, please let me go. And then Krishna goes, and Yashoda Ma is actually seeing with the eyes as if, when my child is going to come back. Vacha karma prasya kvati yavacha astaram avrito yasomu.
Don't you think you could get yourself fixed there? For the night black people behind me. You won't. Don't tell me I won't. I've already done it. I've been told I'm blocking up.
Because you're struggling.
For you. I'm only today because everybody's coming. Thank you, though.
Testing.
And again, my most humble obeisances unto the Lord is feet of my Shiksha Guru. The divine grace you see my Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Mahala. Today, we went to Kanda Ram to see the place where Krishna and Balaram in the house of Nanda and Yashoda. This place is very, very special because in a mythical Leela, Krishna actually appears as a very small baby in the hands of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. In the
with the cows. She's telling Balaram
Chet is asking his mother. His mother gives him umbrella, gives him his shoes, his sandals, and he's asking, oh, so you give me, but how about for the cats? Will you not give them? So then his mother is thinking, how is the boy asking these type of questions? He explains that actually to give each calf umbrella and then each they have four hooves, then this will not be. So then Krishna says, so then if they do not have, then also I will not wear. And Krishna is going barefoot, going on the land of the thousand. As Krishna is going with the calves, then his brother is again asking and friends that, oh, you take care of Krishna, you take care, and she's following behind. Krishna is saying, oh, mother, please, you go back, you let me go. But Mother Yashoda is following again and again. Then all the great baskets, they have so much love for Krishna that Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Kupananda, all they're there as Krishna's going out. And only after Krishna asking again and again and again, then Mother Yashoda, finally she stops. And it's explained that as Krishna's going out taking care of the cows, that is as if her life is leaving her. She stops at one place and all of the Dharma also follow Krishna and they all stop and they all stop. Just out of habit, somehow they go back and they enter into Vrindavan village. As Krishna grows up, it's explained that we went to Devadatta and Krishna is going and is taking care of the cows. And when Krishna is going into Vrindavan in his adolescent age, then Shudashuddhi Goswami has explained, Iti Venu Bhagavata Sarvam Jalmatoharam Shudhasava Vanayanto Vire Vire Iti Venu Bhagavata Sarvam Jalmatoharam. Then Krishna is entering into Vrindavan's forest along with Baladeva, his friends, the cows, the calves. And they're all going and they're playing, making fun, cracking jokes. As Krishna enters into the Vrindavan forest, then the residents of the Vrindavan forest see Krishna coming. Then they start to reciprocate. The birds are flying here and there, singing very, very sweetly. The parrots especially, very, very sweetly they're singing. The trees that are not moving, they start to shower very beautiful flowers. So the Shukadeva Goswami has explained, at that time, Krishna, he takes his veil, his flute to his mouth, and then he starts to play very, very sweetly, that all of the living entities in the Dhamma, that their nature, it changes. That the birds that are flying here and there, that now they become stunned and they sit perched on the branches of the trees with eyes focused on Shyam Sundar and ears just hear the very beautiful sound of his flute. They're like moonies who have one point of attention. Gavasta Krishna. Gavasta Krishna. But the cows, when they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, it enters into their ears. And going into their ears, into their heart, which is full of that sound of praying, His eyes are dancing. His hands are dancing on the flute. His waist is dancing. The pitambras going to and fro. His dhoti, his ankle bells, and his heart also is dancing, swirling with the pain. Then this sight, seeing Krishna, then Shukla Goswami, he says, Ashavantam Palamidam, Namparam Pitam Maham, Satya Pashunan Pita, Sajo Vayaswai, Bhaktram Pajesha Sutayan Veda Tristam, Vivaya Vitam Angrande Vitaksha Bhoksham, Ashavantam Palamidam. Then the fruit of the eyes is to see Krishna, Baladev, the cow and voice, as they go into the forest, taking care of the cows and the calves. Then there is no other purpose for the eyes than to see this very beautiful form of Krishna and Baladev. Achyamantam palamidam nataramidam sakyamashnam yivesatoriyasye bhakramadesha sutayo. Then the faces, very, very beautiful. Krishna, sharp complexion, and Baladev on his very beautiful bright face, two beautiful full moons as they enter into the Vrindavan forest. And as they enter into the forest, taking care of the cows and calves, then it's explained that sometimes they're going to this area, Tirthagamba. And Krishna, he's calling the different groups of cows. As Krishna, he's growing up here living in Nandagam. Then it's explained that after some years, so many demons had been sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. But instead they were all killed. Kamsa, he became perplexed, what to do? So then he came up with a plan that he would bring Krishna and Baladev to Mathura. And there he would arrange a wrestling match and they would be killed by Chandra Mustika or by the elephant Kubalevina. But who did he send? He sent Akura. Akura is a very dear devotee of Krishna. Then Akura, he's in Dasaras. And he was thinking that, that if I send Akura, then at least their god will be somehow down. The last place we came from was terrible. That Akura, on his way to Vrindavan, he was thinking that Krishna Baladev, he is the supreme lords. That Krishna, he's a soul of souls. He's a super soul. That even though I'm coming on such a mission from Kamsa, but Krishna, he knows my heart. He knows that I'm his ongoing servant. That definitely when I get to Vrindavan and I see the very beautiful form of Krishna Baladev, that there I will pay my obeisances and they don't sleep. And Baladev, he'll pick me up and he'll shower me with his loving embrace. As he was saying this, he left early in the morning. But still, if nighttime was coming, but he had not reached because he was so absorbed in ecstatic love. Coming closer to Nandagam, then he came to a place where he saw where Krishna, eating babies of Ramaraja, saw the fruit of the Nomara. Then he played his flute, and he was standing on the rock, which is hard. But saw the fruit of the Nomara, the rock's nature changed, and the rock became very soft. When Akura saw the footprints of Krishna, then he immediately jumped down from his chariot with tears in his eyes. Then he did Abhishek to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he went on to Nandagam, and there he went, and the vision that he had in his heart when he saw Krishna Balaram, that vision became a reality. They took him into the palace of Nandabhava. And there, Krishna, Akura, he explained to Krishna Baladev that actually there he was there. That there on the day of undergoing very, very serious, heavy, heinous punishment from the hands of Kamsa. You have to save them. So immediately, Krishna went to Nandabhava and he said, Nandabhava, that Kamsa is having a festival. We should go to Mathura and we should take so many milk products, yogurt, ghee, and we should offer our taxes and also take part in the festival. At this point, Nandabhava, he agreed, but when he told Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda said, no, it's impossible. There's no way my Gopal will go out of Vrindavan. I'm not that Gopal Lord. But Nanda Baba, he pleaded with them that Bhavishwade, I promise you, that will only go for 3 days. And in those 3 days, you will not be one, for one moment, you will not be out of my sight. So, Mother Yashoda, she, hearing the words, that at that time, she took Krishna. But now, all of the time they heard that Krishna, Balaram, tomorrow, that they will be going to Mathura. And what happened after that? Next. Let's talk about the Krishna.
इसके बाद में वही राधा के
Sri Charanpahan, yeah, we can welcome Charanpahan. Where do we go? Five times we go. When we come to the evening, we come to the evening, there are prajagopiyon se, Radha Itayali ji se, bas aankhon ke dwara milan ho jaye. कुछ समय के बाद अक्टूबर आए, अभी नौवीं आने वाली है, आज अष्टमी है, आज नौवीं तो वो पास्टम कल अभी मनाते
हैं,
आज ही वो पास्टम कल नौवीं होगा, इसको औखे नौवीं कहते हैं. लोग मथुरा गरुड़ गोविंद और वृंदास इनकी माला जैसी परिक्रमा करें, तो इसी नौवीं को अक्टूबर नंदगांव में आए और कृष्ण बलदेव को समझा ध्यान चलिया किया. देवी और वसुदेव पर बड़े अत्याचार हो रहे, उनको विश्वास था और जानते थे कि ये स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण है. इसलिए उस समय में 9-10 वर्ष के बच्चे से कहा, जानते थे ये जाकर के मार डालेगा, इसलिए बहुत कुछ उनको कहा है, छाती पर पत्थर और पैर से मारता है और रोज उनको धमकाता है. कृष्ण और बलदेव को आज्ञा दो, चलना है और गए उसे मारे. मथुरा जो गए कहा करते, जब मैं कल 500 लौटा हुआ और 500 नहीं लौट, जिस समय आ रहे थे गोपिया रथ के घोड़ों को बागों पकड़ ली, सब चार तरफ में करोड़ों करोड़ों गोपियां गिर गई, सत्याग्रह कर दिया, जाने का रास्ता नहीं हुआ. अक्रूर को रथ पर कृष्ण बलदाव को बैठा करके ले जाना, कृष्ण रथ से उतर करके और उनको समझाया, मैं कल परसों जरूर आ जाऊंगा, मेरी बात पर विश्वास रखो, मैं आऊंगा. उस समय वहां गई और उनके दिया ने कैसी दशा रही, अब मैया के सुल्तान नाम संगी हो गए. नंद बाबा कहीं बोल ब्रज में अपना मुख नहीं देखा है और उसी का वर्णन भगवत जी की क्या बहुत कार्मिक तर्क है. इसलिए यह मिलन का भी स्थान है, पहले मिलन का वर्णन हुआ और पीछे गिरा, वही गिरा का स्थान उद्धव के आगे या भगवंत के आगे. और जब कृष्ण को चार करते कदम बटे में कदम के ऊंचे पर जाकर से बंसी बजाते, श्यामी कमली भावली कालिंदी पद्मगंधा और रात के समय में बंसी में अस्फुट स्वर से लिंग शब्द का उच्चारण करते, इससे सभी गोपियां अपने को समझती हैं, मुझे बुला रहे हैं, सब वहां पर ये सब विधायक संक्षेप में नंदगांव में आप लोग प्रांत है, इसलिए अब आरती होगी और आरती के बाद में विश्राम कीजिए. कल फूल विश्राम है, that you should have with Sam. Also, for Sam is there to be here. So, that's it.
Whoever responded, please bring případ Svatý Terenze Mladé Farnáz, případ Svatý Terenze Církce Farnáz, případ Svatý Terenze Mladé Farnáz, případ Prejena Mladé Prvu, případ Išťan Rány, Dejvý Nasi, případ Udáve Prvu, Kopi na Prvu, případ Zdráve Kavce Prvu, případ Jesole na ten Žemok Prýs, najcerti Žemore Mladé. She's not a member of our home, but she needs another space. Would you welcome? Welcome to the room. In room 201. Yeah, go ahead, I'll meet you.
Oh, shit. Gurudev ki.